At a time of peace and prosperity in the mid-8th century BC, the people of Israel were living a good life. Assured of God's divine election as a nation, they were doing quite well, at least some of them. There were occasional problems with some of the neighboring nations, and there's mention about an earthquake that must have shaken everyone pretty hard. But for a long time, Israel was winning. Israel had become a nation of prosperity, the comforts of prosperity enjoyed and the security of prosperity desired. It didn't really even matter who led the nation. They lived through two kings at least during that time. The nation was doing well. It was a happy time. Then a shepherd and sycamore tree farmer named Amos came to town. Amos's name is from the Hebrew root word that means to lift a burden. Isn't that nice? It's so pastoral. What if Amos showed up now, here, to us? What burden would he lift here? What if Amos showed up now, here, after 4 years of political turmoil, 8 months of a global pandemic and recession, and a week-long election day, just ending yesterday with a new president, but the same country we had last week? Wouldn't it be nice now to have an Amos come and lift our loads? Aren't we carrying heavy burdens right now? Wouldn't it be so nice to have a burden lifter to come among us? Maybe we need an Amos. But be careful what you ask for. How are you doing? He would kindly ask. Are you okay? It's been quite a week, hasn't it? He would ask knowingly. And we would say, yes, Amos. Thank you for asking. It's good to just have someone who listens. It has been hard. After months, even years, of the most divisive political rhetoric in generations, after weeks of early mail-in voting in a global pandemic, we finally came to election day, and then another election day, and then another one. How are we doing? Well, we have onset carpal tunnel syndrome from hitting refresh all day when we're supposed to be working. We check election returns, stock tickers, Twitter feeds, and COVID numbers. We've lost a lot of sleep in just the last week. We've had to worry about not only who is going to win the presidency, but also Senate races in states we've never been and don't know anyone living there. And the Congress, and not to mention the State House and the Railroad Commissioner. I don't even know what a railroad commissioner is, and I'm supposed to pick someone for that job? Am I doing okay? How could I be? I mean, I still have my job and my house, and I'm still a citizen of the most powerful empire in modern times, if not ever. And I have enough to eat, and I'm free, but it's been a hard season. Well, Amos would say, that sounds really hard. The great burden lifter doing his thing for us. Have you ever had someone you just feel better being around? It's like being with them, everything just feels like it's easier to handle. They lift our burdens. Thank you, Amos. Amos? Yes? You've been such a good listener. What would you say to us today? What would God say? Oh, I'm not sure you're ready to hear that. No, really, of course we are. We want to hear what God has to say to us about our lives and our futures. Just look how ready we are. We went to the polls. You want to see my sticker? I even took a selfie. It really happened. I griped on social media, but then I didn't gripe on social media. I get some spiritual discipline credit for that. I thanked God for the many blessings in my life, and I even hashtagged my blessings. And besides, Amos, look where we are today. We've gone to great lengths to worship in a global pandemic and to show up. That has to count for something. God surely must be pleased with us. Look at this. Listen to our songs. Look at our offerings of our time and our talents and our prayers. And Amos, it's not just us. Look around the whole nation today. American Christians or Christian Americans, I always forget which order those should be in. They're all gathered in worship. Some of them in big churches with all kinds of faith, I guess, to go maskless. Others of them online and their Zooms and their Facebooks and their YouTubes. And some of them with organs and others with praise bands. Look at all the preachers today in robes and suits and skinny jeans. Come, Lord, we all say. Come, Lord, and be with us all. We're waiting. We're like the bridesmaids in that Jesus parable, just waiting for the groom to come. Amos, we're ready for God. We know we are. We lift our hands in worship. We lift our hearts in praise. We say, God, we praise your holy name. We say it out loud. We trust you are still God of all, King on the throne. That's what we say, no matter what else. Jesus is King. That's what it comes down to. We know he'll protect us. He'll help us prosper. He will be with us. We're ready. Amos. Yes. See what we've done? Yes. See who we are? Oh, yes. Do you have anything to say? Does God have anything to say? We're ready. Tell us. We need a word. Okay. Here's your word from God. Hush. Hush. All your songs are noise. All your words are clanging pots and pans. You aren't ready for the Lord to come. And all your words and your songs won't get you ready, not until you change. You want a word from God? You want a day of the Lord? You want your burdens lifted? Watch what you ask for. Because you might get it. Because right now, right about now, God says, I don't really care about the self-concerned distress of the already privileged, the hand-wringing fears of the walled in and fully armed. Right now, I'm not so interested in the so-called sacrifices of the settled. You have some work to do. It's work that's always been yours, but somehow you've forgotten somewhere along the way. Okay, Amos. But first, you should really listen to this new praise song. Hush! Right now, what I want from you is to open your eyes and your hearts and your concerns to those who are around you. I want you to remember what you seem to have forgotten about who you are as a people. What you cannot accomplish through a voting booth you go into alone. I want you to remember at the altar table you come to as community. At the table you give and receive and share, and there's enough for all. You confess your sins and are renewed in your salvation. At the table, there's no winning and losing, but there is death and resurrection. There is sign and sacrament and truth. At the Eucharist table, we are all made one in God who has a call upon your life to live Eucharistically. Lift the burdens of the poor and protect the vulnerable in your land, on your borders, and in your community. What has made some of you feel safer has made others more vulnerable. What has made you wealthy has made others poorer. The space between rich and poor is the gap between safe and unsafe, between security and insecurity, but you all belong to each other. Anything else is an illusion. Okay, Amos, but first, really, you should see this ark I bought for my wall. It has a scripture verse on it. Hush! I want you to care for the sojourner, even the one who's a sojourner just in your imagination. Love the other. For too long and in too many cruel ways, you've let a man's race determine whether he has a chance in the system you've constructed. It's everywhere around you. It's time to bring the healing of beloved community to this fragile land. I want you to recognize the ways that prosperity for a few is made possible by the suffering of many. And I want you to take your thumb off the scales. I want you to remember that I am a God of justice and righteousness. Yeah, but Amos, you should see the social media post I made about Jesus as king. Hush! I want you to realize how many people are hurting after the last few years of your collective life. Some people have megaphones for their complaints, but there are others. Quiet, silent, suffering. They don't know where they stand, and they don't know where the church stands anymore. It's time for you to show up, not with your pious words about your faith, but with your compassionate actions for your brothers and your sisters. Live your faith. Set up an altar in the world wherever you go, a table in the wilderness of human loneliness. Fill that table with abundance and let it overflow. The powerful waters of justice and the mighty waves of righteousness will flow from the throne of God. Whether it's a river of life for you or a river of judgment against you, well, that's up to you now. Remember that even the name Emmanuel means God with us and God against us. I am Amos, the burden lifter. Emmanuel is coming. Join me in lifting the heavy weight on your people. Become who you are made to be. Become who the cross frees you to be. Become who you are called to be. Become who Jesus empowers you to be in the Holy Spirit. Amos? Yes? Can we say something? Yes. We're sorry for what we've done. We're sorry for what we failed to do. We confess our sins before God. We have not loved God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. Will God listen? Yes, God will listen to humble hearts. A humble and contrite heart God will not despise. Now you're getting ready. Come to the table. Hold these things in your heart. And hold the hope in your heart. A hope wrung out through a prophet in your own time, that no one would be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. A hope for a day when all God's children join hands and sing a song that echoes through history, when heavy weights are cast off and hope is born again You know the tune. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Amen.